Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I did these little videos, either from my kids or from my friends or some of you on Facebook or Twitter, and they're funny. They're these little stupid funny things, and they make you laugh, and they are starting to supersede our primary form of entertainment. I'm Gen X. So us Generation Xers would go to the TV, right? Well, we call it the boob tube or whatever, and we'd turn it on, and maybe there'd be a rerun, maybe there'd be something new, and you know, would watch a television show or would go to the movies. But younger kids these days, they are getting their primary entertainment from these little video snippets like you get on TikTok or we see all over social media. And the finite pieces is something that society has found really appeals to people, especially since there's a good percentage of Americans that suffer from attention deficit. The problem is are these little snippets actually causing attention deficit? So I have said for years that we are becoming a more attention deficit sort of society. You know, we don't have to wait for a phone call. We don't have to wait to get home to check our answering machine. I could hear from my mom or whoever I want to hear from right away. If I don't want to wait to get to a landline to call somebody, I don't have to. I could just, on the cell phone, reach out to them. I don't have to wait for a letter. You know, I used to have to write my family overseas, and it would take at least a couple weeks to get, you know, a response from my letter to get there, their letter to come back. Again, I could reach out to anybody overseas and get immediate response as long as they're awake at the time. So we're getting spoiled. Same thing with our meals. You just have to wait to get home, wait for mom to finish cooking, sit down at the table. Your hand would get smacked if you started to reach for something. Then you'd sit down and eat after prayer or whatnot. Now it's, yeah, I'm bringing food home, and I'm already dipping my hand into the bag to nibble on the fries. You can't, we've done this to ourselves. So this is an interesting study, although now the studies, I've been talking so much that the study already changed. But there was a study looking at social media like TikTok, and it said it acts on children's brains like a candy store. This is being reported by Wall Street Journal as well as Fox News. And according to the research, these short, fast-paced videos are to blame to some of the rise in attention deficit, multitasking, and the need for smaller little bursts of information or entertainment. You know, and I get that. I notice. You know, I'll talk to my kids and I'm like, you know, do you guys want to go to the movies? And like, that's like a 2-hour, and I'm noticing that same thing. I don't want to sit for 2 hours, not to mention the previews, not to mention I don't want to be sitting that long. I even notice with TV shows, I like the ones where they're 30 minutes, where it's a series, but only 30 minute short shows as opposed to, you know, hour long. We are asking for our, you know, information, our entertainment to be shorter. Many of you have said, Dahlia, why is your show 3 hours? Why can't you just do a 30 second? Because I talk a little longer. Look at Twitter. Twitter, you only have X amount of characters. I mean, little snippets. And it's funny because when I have friends that post big, long things on Facebook, I don't read them. But if it's a one-liner, I can handle it. And I don't want to become, you know, any more hyperactive or attention deficit than I am. I've never been diagnosed with attention deficit. I haven't had it. I got through school. But I am noticing that my attention span is starting to get shorter because I prefer quick, easy. But what about the dopamine centers? Are our little social media videos or these memes hitting the dopamine? I think they are. I even notice that all, you know, as I scroll through social media, there'll be some funny things, and then there'll be something probably funnier, but it doesn't trigger to me that funny because I've already been saturated with all this other humor. And then a couple days later, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is funny. And I'm like, wait, did I see it before? Or is it, you know, so we also have a level of saturation which completely transforms education, it transforms marketing, it transforms a whole bunch of industries because, you know, people are now getting more dependent on smaller tidbit, you know, dopamine sort of bursts. So I think it's a fascinating study. I doesn't say where the paper was. I can't give you, I'll find the source so I can tell you. But this paper was one of several studies to look at TikTok on the brain, examine how personalized videos compared to general interest videos influence the reward centers of the brain. They used MRIs, and it's pretty fascinating. I think it was just published in the Wall Street Journal. So my recommendation to you all is if you don't want to have a slow attention span, if you don't want your kids to be trained to not be able to get through a 50-minute class or to get through a, you know, a Thanksgiving dinner with your family, you're going to have to actually retrain them to get through something that lasts longer than a few minutes. And I'm noticing this, you know. There's been people in my life who've never had attention deficit, and I'll see they're on their phone, they're talking to me, they're listening to the lecture, and I'm like, how do you do all that, you know? And I'm just remembering, you know, in the old days where you just kind of had to stare at the board. We don't do that anymore. And I know teachers will confiscate phones, and teachers will try to do that to force people to pay attention. But the problem is if we're used to that, if we go home, and all day long or all night long after work, after school, we're just hitting us up with these small little videos, we're going to force ourselves to be more attention deficit. So something to think about, you know, see what your kids are doing and try to train them to actually do a task that's longer than 30 seconds. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a lot of debate now on if a child, a prepubertal child, is being counseled on gender transitioning and the possible medical changes that they would go through if that constitutes child abuse. Now, you see the gamut of opinions on the matter. And so people have asked, where do doctors stand on this? So, we doctors, well, there are ethical issues and you need a multidisciplinary approach, and you're by the time we tell you our opinion, you have no idea what our opinion is. It's kind of how doctors do things, you know. But there are medical societies that have given some pretty passionate guidance on anybody going through transitioning or considering it needs to have fertility counseling. Because studies have shown that a good number of adults that have transitioned later regret their infertility. And many studies and surveys have shown that they wish it was addressed, or maybe they got to weigh more of those options. So with an adult who's transitioning, post-pubertal, what we can do in the medical field is preserve the ova. We could preserve some eggs. We could preserve some sperm. We've done this, especially in oncologic and cancer settings, other sort of trauma settings where we think somebody is going to lose their testicle or lose their ovaries. We will capture their gametes so that if they did want to reproduce later, even if it wasn't with their body, we have their egg, we have their sperm. With a prepubertal child, it gets a little difficult. And so there's been many researchers going, all right, it's a little hard to get in, you know, even though, you know, kids have eggs, infants have eggs, in terms of the maturation of it and the, not to mention the psychological sort of, you know, things that the child has to go through in order to try to harvest any of their reproductive abilities. It's a lot. It's a lot for a child. So one concern that I think a lot of medical professionals have is who is doing the counseling. A child that has a medical procedure can sue up until the age of, they could sue for, when they're older, for things not being appropriately drawn out for them earlier. And people assume that if somebody's transgender, they don't want, you know, their penis, they don't want their breasts, they don't want their vagina, they don't care about kids. That's not true. Many transgender individuals may want to have children later. And so medical societies say, look, you know, as we are undergoing the process and you're going through the hormonal transitions or the surgical transitions, there has to be a multidisciplinary approach managing and counseling and educating on future fertility. And doctors don't want to get sued for having somebody go through a transition and then they go, but wait a second, I still want to have a baby. We've seen transgender males get pregnant. We've said, you know, the desire for a transgender to be pregnant can be just as often as a non-transgender. So we're starting to see in schools them provide these safe spaces for school. And they are safe spaces for kids. And there are states now contemplating, I think Massachusetts, I think has a law now where they could be teaching, I have to double check this, kids as young as kindergarten about, you know, gender identity. And then there's other states like Alabama or other states that are you know, banning discussions of that until age appropriate. I have to double check the laws in all the states. I think Florida has that too, where it's not until middle school. It's preventing under age 8 or under third grade to be able to discuss gender identity and those sorts of things, age appropriate, I guess. So there's a lot of debate on when a child should have that discussion. Now, in the olden days, it's the parent. It's the parents. But we live in a society where parents may disagree. How many times were we scared of telling our parents anything? We as especially teenagers had to keep stuff from our parents all the time. And so schools recognize this. And I told you, our kids are at school longer than with the parents. So schools are taking on a parental role. But now we're talking about that child's ability to have children, transgender, transitioned or not. And so should parents be involved? Now, multiple medical papers I read, you know, had before, they were written a couple years ago, so it was before now the discussions of keeping parents out, but they said, look, you know, there has to be parental consent, there needs to be the child educated, counselors, and then you start to see doctors go, well, wait a second, what if parents disagree? Is it our duty to help the child who doesn't feel safe, who doesn't feel is hurting? And so, you know, I can't say how often schools are doing the appropriate counseling, but I have a hunch that we don't have the fertility aspect discussed. And then how much can a 7-year-old or 8-year-old or 12-year-old comprehend? When I was 12 and I started to have pain because the boobies were coming in, but the boobies weren't coming in. And then all of a sudden I went from no cup to like a triple B, okay? If somebody said that, look, do you want to have kids later? I'd be like, no, I don't want anybody touching my boobies. I don't want it. No, you know what? I'm out. And then, man, I mean, when I'm in my 20s, I'm like, all right, I want a baby. So our approach to children and transitioning and what's happening now in schools and then, you know, offering safe spaces for kids to talk about that, there has to be some very honest discussions about fertility. There's been a dichotomy of okay, well, kids need to go through their transition before they hit puberty because it'll be easier. They won't have the facial hair. They won't have the 5 o'clock shadow. They won't have the breast development. They won't have the large penis. They won't have all the hair distribution. But on the flip side, if that happens and that child transitions to an adult and then they're in their 20s, what is their fertility status? A transgender has every right to have a baby or to parent a child as anyone else. And I know a lot of us in the medical community are worried that there might be such a rush to, you know, be there for children, you know, prevent the post-pubertal changes that people are not going to understand that transgender individuals may want to parent children. So this is obviously, there's a lot of ethical issues, and we don't want people feeling rushed. We don't want to commit a child to being infertile. And, you know, many of these treatments, depending on how you're transitioning, can reverse. But most of our studies have been post-puberty. So if somebody wants to keep their body parts, but they want to feminize, if we reverse that, and their testosterone could still help them with spermatogenesis, making sperm. Same thing with females. If you suppress their axis that causes, you know, menstruation and all that, and then they want to have a child, and then you end that suppression, you can, again, with the child, what could we be doing that could permanently affect their fertility? And how does a child make that decision before they even understand what it's about? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg held a news conference after NATO foreign ministers gathered in Brussels to discuss the alliance's next move.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba thanked NATO allies for their substantial support. Allies have been doing a lot and are determined to do more. Now and for the medium and longer term.
It's day 44 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In the last 24 hours, the Kremlin has admitted suffering significant losses of troops since the invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky has noted the bravery of his nation. A Russian airstrike on a railway in the Donetsk region has blocked three evacuation trains from leaving. Over three dozen civilians were killed, including children. Ukraine is bracing for a renewed Russian offensive on its eastern front. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News. Congress on Thursday voted to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status. Lawmakers in Washington hope this will damage Moscow leaders over its invasion of Ukraine. The House passed the bill in an overwhelming 420-3 vote. Those that opposed are Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, and Matt Gaetz of Florida. The Supreme Court of the United States will have a new justice this summer when Justice Breyer retires.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. Judge Jackson will be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She's expected to be sworn into the Supreme Court later this year when Justice Breyer officially steps down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dolly, I love your questions. 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners asked, did Nancy Pelosi try to assassinate the president by giving him COVID? No, I know. I saw the memes. Yeah, I guess Nancy Pelosi was, you guys are crazy. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, I guess, during a White House dinner, and I forgot what Biden was signing, and she kisses him. And President Obama was there, so it probably had to do with health care. And former President Obama. And I guess she kisses him. And, you know, Biden loves being close and snuggling up. So it looks like they snuggled for a quick couple seconds. And the White House office said that, no, because there wasn't that 15-minute rule. You know how we have the 6-second rule or the 5-second rule or 3-second rule when you drop some food on the floor? You know, pizza, cheese side down, it's still okay to eat, right, after 3 seconds. No, it's not still okay to eat, but that's, yeah, that's another subject. I've done it, you know. I mean, if I'm hungry and that's the only piece of pizza, I'm just going to, you know, kick off the sprinkles there. But when it comes to COVID, this concept of you have to be in the close vicinity for 15 minutes, and it has to be a consistent period of time. No, that the Omicron is so infectious that you could get it by saying hi when you're passing somebody. I mean, the virus will hop. It'll hop from one person to another. So it's, you know, yes, most likely she exposed Biden because she tested positive the next day. Usually with these rapid tests, it takes a few days to test positive. So most likely President Biden was exposed to COVID. However, we are noticing with this new wave of COVID and the baby Omicron, even though it's highly infectious, it might not necessarily be putting a bunch of people into the hospital. So, hopefully if he does get it, it's mild. It sounds like Nancy Pelosi is going through a mild case. We want it mild. We don't want anybody, you know, needing to be hospitalized. But, yeah, that's, you know, you wonder with everything going on right now. And like what happened with Jill Biden and the Secret Service, where we had fake Secret Service agents infiltrate the Secret Service. We'll talk about that in a little bit. You do wonder that, you know, we try to protect our president and our public officials by, you know, so many means with bulletproof cars and, no fly zones over the White House and things like that. And you know, it could take something as simple as the Russians calling Nancy Pelosi and say, hey, go and give Biden a big hug or kiss. Yeah, I mean, it could be something as simple as that. It's scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this message, anonymous. The schools, okay, they're talking about how the schools are holding our kids hostage. They are proselytizing them, brainwashing them, and we parents are not allowed to play a role. Okay, so many parents, I guess, are concerned, and understandably so. I, as a parent, would be livid if my child was going through something as serious as gender dysphoria. So just to get through the terms, transgender and gender dysphoria, those aren't the same terms. So transgender is somebody who is born either XY, biological male, XX, biological female, but they don't identify as male or female. They identify as the opposite, trans. Cis is where you're born XX and you identify. I mean, I'm cis, even though, you know, all I do is like hanging out with the guys, wearing guys' clothes and all that. But, you know, I do love being a female. So I'm cis. But if I didn't want to be a female and I wanted to be a man and live the life as a man and be recognized as a man, I would be transgender. Gender non-conforming are those that aren't necessarily transgender, but they don't want to be a gender. They don't want to be female, male. Or maybe they haven't decided yet. They don't want to conform and be committed to a gender. Okay? So the gender dysphoria is where somebody is suffering mentally and in anguish about their gender. So there's an argument that just because somebody's transgender doesn't mean they have gender dysphoria. And you'll notice a lot of these laws that are now being, I guess, discussed have to do with gender dysphoria, somebody who is undergoing mental anguish because they are a sex that or a gender they don't want to be. And again, that is, having friends and family members who have been transgender, it is devastating for them when they feel like they don't belong. And they're like, that's not me. And they feel like they're not normal. So I completely understand how schools feel that they need to provide that sort of safe space, because a child will sit there, you know, here's the girls, here's the boys, here's this, and there's children that are sitting there going, but that's not me. And they have to pretend. And they get bullied. And they, and it's a very difficult life to live. But, you know, if somebody is unsure, as our listener had said, do schools have that ability to proselytize or brainwash? Or it's hard to say what's happening if you as a parent can't be there to see it. Do I think that there are teachers there picking random children, saying, you're not a boy, you're not a girl, think about it this way? I don't know. Do I think there are children that teachers can identify, and you could tell, and they're like, look, I want to provide support. We see you struggling. We want to be here for support. That's understandable. What's not going to be understandable is, you know, people start to go through the, you know, okay, well, you know, I'm 7 years old, and I'm here to study my math. I'm here to study my science. And then that gets, you know, hijacked by a conversation. All right, everybody, whatever you think your gender is, it might not be. And let's rethink this. I don't think that for a six-year-old or a seven-year-old is appropriate. I do think what's appropriate is if somebody has questions or is struggling, to have immediate support. Parents have a legal liability, and as you know, kids are their progeny, have a ethical responsibility to be there for that child and to help them. But for somebody to, I guess, you know, I get, for somebody to suggest changing a child's genitalia or changing their biology without parental consent really steps on a lot of ethical toes. Whereas other medical professionals are talking about, if a parent is disapproving of it, that can be an ethical dilemma. It's just, you know, it's so difficult. What we've done in this society now, because we've had bad parents. Not everybody's a bad parent. I mean, you know, most parents are good, but we have some really crappy parents out there. Schools have used that as an excuse to, but this is why we have to teach kids about this, 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 and this. And that's what I said. You know, schools are now taking the role as another parent. And it's because the kids spend so much time there. So, yeah, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform
uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So Puerto Rico has been dealing with a pretty bad blackout. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but about 1.5 million customers have been out of power. Hundreds of thousands still without power. About 650,000 customers have had their power restored, but there was a fire at a main power plant that then sparked the island-wide outage. Some neighborhoods have complained that the electricity went out again as the island was trying to emerge from the blackout, so they're still having these issues. And 160,000 clients have no water. So the government canceled classes, shuttered agencies for a second day in a row now. The territory has over 3.2 million people. People are pretty frustrated. Maribel Hernandez said that this is unbearable. It's also getting kind of hot. She's recovered from cancer, has been sleeping on a concrete floor in her home's narrow outdoor patio. She has only a sheet because her mattress doesn't fit there. She also worries about being mugged. She lives in an area with high crime. But the heat in her house is overwhelming. She said those who have generators are doing well, but what about people like us? So they say officials with LUMA took over transmission and distribution of Puerto Rico's electric power company last year, have said they don't know exactly when power will be fully restored, but no crews have been working nonstop. The system is extremely fragile. That's according to an engineering vice president with LUMA. The company said that a circuit breaker failure could have caused a blackout after a fire erupted late Wednesday at the Costa Sur power plant in southern Puerto Rico, and that it will be weeks before they know the exact cause of the interruption. Meanwhile, the lack of power prompted at least one city to distribute food to the elderly and ice to those with health conditions, including diabetes. People with diabetes, they keep their insulin cool in refrigerators. This is a mess. Garcia stood outside a small outdoor cafeteria. They are selling eggs and empanadillas. They're really yummy, but they're kind of greasy. They call them greasy turnovers, but they're empanada. They're yummy. My concern with all of this is, you know, they're talking about how Puerto Rico's electrical grid is fragile. One thing that adds to the fragility of any electrical grid is the demand. And I get with everything going on with our climate and with our environment and with Russia, you know, our need to be less fuel dependent is a popular attitude. But are we as Americans, with 360 million of us, with 300 million of us having automobiles, you know, ready to go electric, and put that strain on electrical system that has never been tested for that? You know, slowly you have some people with their Teslas, and they'll charge their Teslas, and they're pretty happy about it. We couldn't afford a Tesla, so we don't have one. But eventually, when they do make these electric cars cheaper, because they're going to have to, we are going to have a huge demand on our power grid. And so, you know, power grids have been almost snapping under the strain of heat, under the strain of cooling and air conditioning during the extremes in some areas. Not to mention, they're also vulnerable to hacks and cyber attacks. And then they're very vulnerable to hurricanes and storms. If you remember, Hurricane Maria was a powerful Category 4 storm, and that affected the electrical grid back then. They say reconstruction efforts have yet to start as the electrical grid was crumbling and has been causing weekly outages since then. So we're talking for years. So, you know, as apparently Puerto Rico's electric power company tries to emerge from bankruptcy and restructure some $9 billion in public debt. Now, they say the company has long struggled with corruption, mismanagement, and lack of investment into aging infrastructure. So, you know, America is trying with the infrastructure package, you know, I think to improve our electrical power grids. It's just, I think whatever we think we're doing, we have to do double or triple, because my guess is we are going to overwhelm the system. And 2 days of no power, you not having a car for 2 days, this is why I'm not excited about being all electric. I hope we can always have fuel stations and we can always still have a fuel car, because I am anticipating, once we do make that move, to be very vulnerable from a power standpoint. And I do not want to be stuck home, not being able to get food, not being able, you could have delivery. What if they have an electric car and there's no power? I mean, there's going to have to probably be some major generator businesses where you could get car generators, where you could have these battery packs and these power storage. That's probably going to have to be some of the biggest instruments in play as we go to this. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember, there were a couple Fox News journalists who had been killed near Kyiv in the Ukraine war last month. And there was one survivor from the blast that hit their car. He is now beginning to speak out about the ordeal. So Pierre Zagrowski, 55 years old, was killed, cameraman. And their producer, Oleksandra Sasha Kurshinova, who was 24 years old, they were killed when a blast hit their car near Kyiv. One who survived, British journalist and News Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall, we didn't hear much about. We heard that he was transferred to a nearby hospital. We heard that he was being transferred to the United States to be treated. In fact, original reports that he was being transferred to Germany. But we knew that he had extensive injuries. It wasn't, you know, publicized. Well, now he's been able to talk about it. Apparently, he got messed up pretty bad. He lost part of his leg, part of a foot. He lost sight in one eye and possibly has permanent hearing loss. So he had posted on Twitter. He had said, to sum it up, I've lost half a leg on one side and a foot on the other. One hand is being put together, one eye is no longer working, and my hearing is pretty blown. But all in all, I feel pretty damn lucky to be here, and it is the people who got me here who are amazing. Now, he paid tribute to his lost colleagues, updated the public on the extent of his injuries, but man, that's pretty bad. And so, you know, we wondered, you know, whoever survived that blast, you know, what happened to them? And I think he has a family of three daughters, I believe. They live in Washington, D.C. Benjamin Hall is currently in Texas being taken care of. And you know, it was shocking because we saw journalists there, and journalists put their lives on the line all the time. And, you know, some people were doubting the severity of the war because journalists were like, well, I'm here in Kyiv. I'm here in Lviv. I'm here in Mariupol. And you're like, well, if it's that dangerous, there's all that bombing, there's all that, you know, because we remember our World War II movies, you know, how are they able to do a broadcast out in the sun, you know, be dressed in makeup, perfect lighting and all that? Well, this just demonstrates, sadly, that they were in danger, that it was dangerous, that, you know, them being able to do their live feeds takes acts of courage, huge acts of courage, and plans on where to go if there are the sirens, and you know the military, the local government, you know, warn them and give them, you know, directions as much as they can. But sadly, they were on their way to a location when they were hurt. 1-877, Doc Zelli.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.